They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back, dear viewers of Madani channel, to another episode within our series titled Exemplary Devotees. Alhamdulillah, within this program, we listen to the blessed accounts of the lives of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We try to learn lessons from their expressions of love and devotion for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we can implement these within our life. So we become inspired, inshallah, and we can truly understand, in light of hadith and in light of the Quran, how much love is given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now let us inshallah commence by mentioning a excellence of Durood Sharif. Whoever recites salat upon me 3 times in a day and 3 times in the night, showing devotion and affection to me, it is upon the mercy of Allah to forgive the sins he committed during that day and night. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, reciting the Durood Sharif has a lot of blessings. Salat ala al-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has countless blessings within the world as well as within the hereafter. But now it is up to us whether we increase in our recital of the Durood Sharif or not. And inshallah, let us commence today's topic by trying to understand how much love and devotion the companions radiallahu anhum expressed for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, today's topic is regarding tabarrukat, blessed relics of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anything that was associated with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in terms of his blessed clothing, his water which was used, and his itr, his perspiration, subhanallah. So like this, inshallah al-kareem, we will discuss many, many different points. The first point we will discuss, inshallah, is an account from the life of Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. Before Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, he had been to different religious leaders. The final religious leader that he came across, and it was at his final moment, that religious leader was asked by Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu that where will I go from here? Whose company do I now adopt after you have left this world? He said that on the face of this earth, I do not see anyone whose company that you will adopt and you will be granted peace and protection and goodness. But he said, yes, listen very carefully. The last and final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make his arrival into the earth. And he will announce his prophethood to the people. He will be upon the religion of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he will also migrate towards a land which is between two mountains. And there will be a lot of date trees in that land. And a sign that I will give to you so you can recognize him is that between his two shoulders will be a print and will be the sign of prophethood. He will have the sign of prophethood, the stamp and seal of prophethood between his two shoulders. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the final prophet, from what I have studied regarding him, he does not accept charity, rather he does willingly accept gifts. So now Sayyidina Salman Farsi, remembering these final words of that religious leader who he spent his time with, he now goes on. And he travels towards Arabia. And when he travels, he reaches the city of Madinatul Munawwara. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has migrated and is at Quba Sharif. Now, on this one occasion, Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he brings some belongings or some things into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he says, "This is charity. Please, your noble eminence, accept this." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to the companions, "You may eat," but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself did not eat. Then Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu said in his heart, he said, "I have ticked, one of my signs has been ticked off. One of the signs I was looking for, that rahib, the individual, the religious leader, he told me that the final prophet, he does not accept charity. When you say that this is charity, he will not accept it. But if you say it's a gift, he will accept it." So one indication, one sign of the prophethood is there. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in Madinatul Munawwara from Quba, and Sayyidina Salman Farsi presented some things into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Your noble eminence, please accept this as a gift." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam consumed and ate from this gift of Sayyidina Salman Farsi. Again in his heart, he smiles and he thinks to himself that this is the second sign that has been ticked off. And finally he says, when he had the honor of adopting the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and on this occasion, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's janazah funeral had taken place. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to perform the janazah. Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu stood behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was waiting to see the blessed sign of prophethood, the finality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his blessed back. And when he saw the sign of prophethood, when he saw the muhr nabuwa, the stamp and seal of prophethood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of immense love and happiness and joy, he came forward and he kissed the blessed muhr nabuwat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Sayyidina Salman Farsi towards himself and asked him regarding why he did this. And Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu then mentioned his entire account. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam became happy, as well as the companions who were listening as well. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are talking and discussing regarding the tabarrukat and the blessed relics of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Now, whether those things which were used by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or whether his own blessed saliva or perspiration which was utilized by other people, now we will understand the concept of tabarruk from this, inshallah. That remember, our saliva and ordinary people's saliva is not like that of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ours is unhygienic, ours carries many germs, ours holds and contains harmful bacteria which causes illnesses. Whereas when we describe the holy saliva, the lu'abe dahan of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this is not unclean, and this is not like anything in human creation. This does not cause illnesses, rather this does the complete opposite and bring cure and shifa to those who are ill. And if we look at the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the life of the companions, we will see this. That Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu anhu states, on the day of Khaybar, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tomorrow I shall give the flag in the hand of such a person in whose hand Allah Almighty will give success and victory, and that individual loves Allah and his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." The following morning, all of the companions eagerly awaited the announcement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and each of them wished that the flag would be given into their hand. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said these beautiful words, "Where is Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu?" The Sahaba kiram said, "His eyes are hurting. He has an eye infection." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then addressed his companion and said, "Go and bring him and call Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu to me." Someone was sent to call Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he arrived, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his own blessed saliva into the eye of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and his eye immediately attained cure. His eye became well, and he felt as though there was never any pain that came from that eye. Subhanallah. As cited in Mishkat Sharif, as well as the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, and other blessed books and kutub as well. On one occasion, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam rinsed his blessed mouth into a well, due to which the entire well became fragrant like kasturi and musk. Subhanallah. The water from the well at the house of Sahabi Rasul Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu was very bitter. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his blessed saliva into the well, which was at the home of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, the water became extremely sweet, that no water in the entire vicinity of Madinatul Munawwara was sweeter than that water. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Deviers of Madin Channel, we are listening and discussing the blessed tabarrukat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, as you have heard in various different places of the ahadith collection, we hear the companions taking full blessings and benefit with the intention of shifa and blessings from the blessed relics and saliva of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another blessed relic was the blessed hair of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It's been mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the barber, the one who had the honor of shaving the head of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shaved the head of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and around circulating the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were who? The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what had happened when the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be removed from his blessed head, they would only fall into the hand of a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not reach the ground. Rather, they reached the hands of the companions of the Prophet. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair was kept and revered and respected by the companions. It's mentioned, the companions radiallahu anhum would protect the blessed hair of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lit tabarruk wal istishfa, and for the blessings and to attain shifa. As has been proven from Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that when he placed the blessed hair of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his blessed hat, which he had underneath his armor helmet, he had hairs from the blessed hair of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the battlefield, when his blessed hat, meaning the entire helmet, fell during a battle, and this completely changed the behavior of Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, revealing the secret, he said, I did not do this just because of a normal hat. Rather, this is not any ordinary hat. There is another reason behind this. And the reason is that some of the blessed hair of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam I have kept within this helmet of mine. And he says in another narration that it is by the blessings of the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah grants Khalid bin Walid victory in battles. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, we can clearly see from these traditions the way the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam venerated, loved and respect and honored the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his blessed hair. On another occasion, if we look at another blessed account, this is cited in Sahih Bukhari Sharif, from that Sayyidina Abu Juhayfa radiallahu anhu says, I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he was in a red tent. And he says, I saw Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu bringing the blessed water that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used for wudu. And the people rushed towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to try to acquire that water which had been used by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the water that is falling from the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Companions radiallahu anhu would rush to get them. Whoever acquired some droplets of water, he started rubbing it upon himself, upon his hands. It's mentioned whoever was not blessed to acquire the blessed water which would touch the body of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to that companion's hand, who had still the wetness of those water, and he rubbed his hand on his companion's hand. Why? يعني للبركتي والاستشفاء. In order to acquire blessings and shifa from the blessed water which was used by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And on many other occasions, my dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyida Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu anha mentions regarding the clothing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Many companions and female companions mention that with the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would place this into water, and then we would give this bowl of water, which is now blessed with the relic of the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would give that to our ill, and our ill would become immediately cured. Our ill would attain shifa from the blessed hair of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, another beautiful account in the life of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is when Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was making his will, and he was telling his companions and his children that when I am buried, I wish that this shirt that I have acquired from a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was linked to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a robe, some hair, and some nails that all belong to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He made a wasiyat and he made a will to his people that when I am buried in my grave, you place these belongings with me. That you place the nails and the hair of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on my eyes, upon my face, upon my nose. You spread these upon my chest. This was the statement of the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is their belief regarding taking blessings from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we have heard regarding the blessed saliva of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have heard regarding the blessed hair of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. I would like to finally mention to you regarding the blessed perspiration of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. It is beautifully mentioned that on one occasion, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go to the home of Hazrat Sayyida Sulaim radiallahu ta'ala anha to rest, and Hazrat Sayyida Sulaim radiallahu anha used to lay a bedspread for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would rest upon it. In the heat of Arabia, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would perspire whilst resting. فَكَانَتْ تَجْمَعُ عَرَقَهُ فَتَجْعَلُهُ فِي الطِّيبِ فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَا أُمَّ سُلَيْمَ مَا هَذَا. The mother of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, she says that she used to collect the blessed perspiration of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the blessed sweat mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she would mix it with her perfumes. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on one occasion asked her when he woke up, because Sayyida Sulaim was doing this at that time, she was collecting the perspiration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam awoke and she said, "Oh Sulaim, what is this?" She replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is your blessed perspiration. I acquire this and I mix your blessed perspiration with my perfume, because your blessed perspiration is the best perfume amongst all of the perfumes." Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we also learn from this how much respect and honor the companions radiallahu anhum would give to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And finally, I would like to mention Shaykh al-Muhaddithin, Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehlavi alayhi rahma mentions in Madarij al-Nubuwa Sharif that a certain person wished to send his daughter to her husband's home, meaning in order to marry her, but he had no perfume. So he had no gift. So he went into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he mentioned, "Ya Rasulullah, I wish to give something to my daughter as a parting gift." And when he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was apparently nothing for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for a small container. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then placed his own blessed perspiration into the bottle, and he said, "Ask your daughter to use it as a perfume." Whenever she used the perfume, the people of Medina used to realize that the woman has opened that perfume of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That fragrance would reach the entire city of Medina. And that home was known as Baytul Mutayyibin, the home and the house of the fragrant ones. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, today we have learnt regarding the blessed relics, the tabarrukat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed their immense love and devotion to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we also learn that tabarrukat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are proven. And even today, many Muslims are blessed with tabarrukat, which are linked all the way back to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must revere and respect them. And we must also live our life in revering and respecting everything that is linked to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I pray Allah protects our iman and increases our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every single day. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.